Welcome to the CVH Conversations podcast. My name is Thabang Vakuleng, a legal practitioner within the Employment Law Department at Rivteka Hofmeyr. Today, we will be unpacking the concept of off-duty misconduct and whether an employee can be subjected to disciplinary action for misconduct which took place outside of the workplace. Joining me today is my colleague, Thato Maruapula, an associate within the Employment Law Department at CDH. Thato, thank you for making time to share your insight on this topic. As a starting point, what is off-duty misconduct?
Thank you, Thabang. Employees have a common law duty to act in the best interest of the employer. This extends to what employees do outside of their ordinary working hours and outside of the workplace. The concept of off-duty misconduct refers to behavior actions that occur outside of an employee's normal working hours or away from the workplace. At a first glance, what an employee does in their private life seems entirely separate from their job. However, our courts have confirmed that where there is a nexus or a link between the off-duty misconduct and the employer's operations, reputation, or the working relationship, an employer may take disciplinary proceedings against an employee. The principle was confirmed in a number of judgments, including Hus v. Chemical Workers Industrial Union and another, where the court held that an employer will take into account factors such as the nature of the work performed by the employee, the employer's size, the nature and size of the workplace, the employer's position in the marketplace, and the nature and size of the workforce, as well as the capacity of the employee to perform his or her job. Now, in another judgment of SA Police Service v. Gatwaza and others, the employee was a police officer who was in the employ of the South African Police Services. The employee shot and killed a civilian during an altercation when the employee was off duty. The employee was charged with misconduct by SAPS and ultimately found guilty and dismissed. And another judgment of Adcon Limited v. Kantamesa and others, the employee in question had posted a racially charged comment on Facebook whilst on leave and from a personal device, whereby he criticized the government. The court reiterated the concept of off-duty misconduct and found that there was a nexus or connection between the misconduct and the employer, despite the fact that the employee was on leave and used his personal device to commit the misconduct. The employee's dismissal was accordingly upheld.
No, thank you. That's quite interesting, Thato. Thank you so much. In fact, the judgments you referred to, one is 1993 and two of them are 2020 judgments. Has there been any recent judgments on this particular topic?
Yes. In 2026, the Labour Court handed down a judgment in the matter of Imatu on behalf of SARS v. City of Cape Town and others. In this case, the employee was a trainee law enforcement officer who was employed by the City of Cape Town. The employee was arrested by his fellow colleagues for driving under the influence. The employer became aware of this incident and charged the employee with misconduct and proceeded to dismiss him. The employee referred a dispute to the bargaining council, and the employee's dismissal was found to be substantively fair. The employee launched a review application to the Labour Court, and the Labour Court revisited the concept of off-duty misconduct and discussed some of the authorities I referred to earlier and concluded that the arbitration award was not one that a reasonable arbitrator presented with the same facts and the legal framework would have made. The Labour Court accordingly reviewed and set aside the arbitration award with a finding that the employee's dismissal was substantively unfair.
That's quite interesting, taking into account that it's a legal officer caught driving under the influence of alcohol, and the Labour Court did not uphold the dismissal of the trainee law enforcement officer who was arrested under the influence. Can you just maybe make the listeners understand what would the rationale have been behind this decision by the Labour Court?
So earlier I spoke about the nexus or link between the off-duty misconduct and the employer's operations. Of importance is that the court in the Imatu judgment held that the nexus is not automatic. Put differently, the mere fact that the employee was employed as a learner law enforcement officer did not automatically create a nexus between the off-duty misconduct and the employer. The court emphasized the Hus judgment that I referred to earlier, when the court held that there must be a nexus between the conduct and the operational requirements of the employer. An employer must satisfy the factors of 1, a nexus between the conduct and the employer's operations, and 2, the employer must have a sufficient and legitimate interest in the conduct conduct or activities of the employee outside his or her working hours or outside of the workplace. Now, in addition to failing to establish a nexus between the conduct and the employer's operation, the court also noted the inconsistent application of discipline, as another senior law enforcement officer was previously arrested for driving under the influence and dismissed. However, he was reinstated at the bargaining council.
Well, it seems like employers must not take it for granted that by virtue that an act might constitute, or on the face of it, constitute a misconduct, therefore automatically means that there is a link between that act and the employer. And it's quite interesting what you are saying, that there must be a link between the employer and the act of misconduct and the employer's operations, and by extension, even the employer's reputation. I think you will agree. As we conclude, do you have any other concluding remarks on this particular issue?
Yes. So the courts have readily incorporated the concept of duty misconduct into our law. However, this does not mean that every single conduct which takes place outside of the workplace will warrant disciplinary proceedings, as you have correctly pointed out, Thabang. The court in the Imatu matter made it clear that the employer must establish a nexus, and second, that the employer must have a legitimate interest in the conduct, failing which the dismissal will be found to be unfair. And of course, employees are, however, cautioned against engaging in conduct which may warrant disciplinary proceedings against them.
Fair enough. Thank you so much, Tata, for your insights on this topic. Thank you.
Thank you, Thabang.
The views and information expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily present those of the firm. All content is provided for general purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. We make no representations, warranties, or guarantees, whether expressed or implied, that the content on our podcast is accurate, complete, up-to-date, or reflects the current law. We accept no responsibility for any loss or damage, whether direct or consequential, arising from reliance on the information which is presented here.